This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott.
Welcome to episode number 899 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have Good Neighbor Laurie Grichica. She's with John R. Wood Properties and Christie's International Real Estate. Laurie, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. You got a busy day ahead, so we'll get right into it. Real estate. Love it, love it, love it, especially the real estate in Southwest Florida, because there's no reason to be anyplace else, right, Laurie? Once you're here, man, you're not leaving.
Absolutely. This is the place to be in every aspect. Real estate and, you know, you can't beat the weather. Everybody's seems to be wanting to flock here, whether it's for investments or seasonal or year round. It's a great place to be.
Yeah. So fill us in. One, so we've got John R. Wood and Christie's kind of combining together. That's a relatively new event, right?
Yeah, it's relatively new. John R. Wood Properties has been the legendary local leader in real estate for 65 years. And they've recently partnered with Christie's International Real Estate, which is the premier luxury brand that's international, which also gives our customers access to Christie's auction house. So there's so many different avenues to this partnership that can take your customer to, you know, unknown levels.
Yeah.
Really great to be a part of both companies. They are really, they pride themselves on, you know, ethical customer service and treatment of the people that work for them. So it's just wonderful experience.
So I guess you have access in your clients, obviously, to a portfolio all over the globe. I mean, as gorgeous as Southwest Florida, is there other gorgeous parts of the world that you could...
Absolutely. There's Paris and the islands. There's, you know, you name it, we're part of it. Like I said, it's international and global. So it spans, you know, Christie spans nearly 50 countries and territories on 6 different continents. So that's quite impressive.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Find me a nice place, I don't know, in Greece. I'll pick you up my private jet and we'll cruise on over and take a look.
Oh, I'm ready.
You're
I'm ready.
That?
When do we leave?
So your journey, how'd you get into real estate? Fill us in.
Well, I started in Connecticut in 2004. And I've always loved warm weather. My mom was from the South, so we used to spend our summers in North Carolina by the coast there. And so I always gravitated towards, you know, Southern states. And when my children got a little bit older, you know, in their 20s, I said, it's time to move. I had lived in Florida previously, in Miami and also in Northern Florida. And when my kids got old enough and were on their own, I said, well, I'm headed back to the warm weather because winter, and I don't agree.
Yeah. I count me on that team. I've spent enough time with winter and we've decided to part ways. So yeah.
Yes. I don't mind visiting, but it's, you know, I'm good after a week.
You know what? I mind visiting. It's don't even ask. All right. So misconceptions that you hear in your industry, what is it that you can speak to?
Well, a lot of times people think that we just open up doors and, you know, that's it. And we throw a sign out there. There's really a lot more to real estate. There's a lot of research. There's a lot of education. There's a lot of Even though we can't give legal advice, we really have to know what's happening in our counties, in the market trends with interest rates. I mean, there's a lot of due diligence, especially when things like hurricanes come along. There's so many changes with insurance codes and zoning. So you really have to be knowledgeable in which communities you're working in to be able to guide your clients correctly. So.
Yeah. I mean, my Lord, all the different communities, all the different HOAs, you touched a hot button insurance. Certainly we're all feeling the ramifications, getting letters in the mail of surprise, you're no longer insured.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's every day it's changing, it seems like. So you really, it takes time to, you know, to learn all that. And luckily, I'm blessed with a company that is on top of the market all the time. They're always informing the agents and staff. And, you know, it's really great.
Good stuff. How about outside of what you do in the real estate world? What are you doing for fun?
Well, I have a horse that I that I train with and ride for pleasure. But, you know, he keeps me grounded along with my faith and church, and the local beaches are amazing, an amazing escape, you know, so I keep busy with that.
You know, that's a something that I just put two and two together. I mean, you see different parts. As I know in North Carolina, there are great beaches where you could go on take your horse and go on a beach ride. Can you do that in Southwest Florida anywhere?
The closest place I know of where you can take them to the beach is, I think, in Tampa or Sarasota area. So I've yet to do that here. I have done it in Jamaica before, which was amazing, but I've yet to do it here, but it is on my bucket list. And, you know, so.
Love it. All right. Hardship life challenge. Laurie, what comes to mind? A period of time you were challenged, you got through it. Now looking back, you can say, hey, because of that, I'm better for it. I'm stronger.
Absolutely. So I was in a very, very long battle with addiction. And I am now 10 and a half years clean. I battled, you know, struggled with homelessness and, you know, so I'm very grateful. I'm very, I without God and my faith and people supporting me, I don't know, you know, it's just been an amazing journey, but I wouldn't, honestly, I wouldn't change anything. I would not change anything that that journey took me through, because it made me who I am today. And I'm grateful.
You know, that is such a great, great point. And, you know, the faith aspect of it all, you know, to look back and like you say, hey, I wouldn't change anything, because, I personally believe we're all on our journey. And for some of us, it requires, you know, that experience, I'll call it, to get to where we are today. So
absolutely. And, you know, people don't wake up and say, hey, this is the way I want my life to be. That's, I never in my life, you know, as a kid dreamt that that's what would happen, but it's sneaky and, it's progressive and, you know, so thankfully there is help. Thankfully there is, a way out of that. So I'm, you know, very grateful. Well,
thank you for sharing that. I know that's going to be very inspiring for
quite
a few folks, and sneaky is a good word for it. I would imagine, you know, that, you know, one day it's just this little thing, and before you know it, you're just like, I can't get out of it.
Well, when you start reasoning with, you know, well, I'll just do it on this day, or I'll try it this way. And, you know, when you start thinking those type things, it's probably time to start talking to somebody or taking inventory of what's going on.
Wow. One thing you wish our listeners knew about you and your services, Laurie, what would that be?
That I really, it's really important to me that I serve my customers well. And, you know, it's not about the commission. It's about helping them achieve the goal that they're looking to do. I mean, typically the buyer or seller is looking for something different. That's going to, the end goal is peace or happiness. It's not always that way. It's there's some circumstances where, whether it be maybe the loss of a loved one or a separation, but I try to make the end result as peaceful and a good experience as possible. You know, you try it. You try your best, but I mean, my customers' needs and wants come first. I don't think about the commission until, you know, Somebody asked me, hey, do you have the commission statement to send us? You know, it's really about the end result of them reaching their goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about people, right?
Yes. I love people. Yeah. I love people. And we all have our moments where our days aren't as great. And, you know, ultimately I love working with people and serving others, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of serving others, Lori, for those listeners who want to get in touch, want to learn more, heck, maybe they have the private jet to Greece and want to take you over to look at properties. So what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Well, they can reach me at 860-518-4444. That's my number I've had since 2004 in Connecticut, and it's pretty easy to remember, so I haven't changed it. Or they can reach me at Lori, L-O-R-I, at topagentflorida.com. That's my email.
Terrific. Well, Lori, been a pleasure. Thanks for sharing everything that you have and inspiring our listeners. And we wish you the absolute best going forward there.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com. Or call us at 239-224-4105.